It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
The Cloud County Community College women's basketball team plays its second game in a five-day span Thursday night as the T-Birds play host to Concordia University JV at 6 p.m. The two schools met last year, with Cloud County winning by a score of 80-57 on November 8, 2023. The T-Birds earned its first win of the season Sunday with an impressive 85-64 win over Northern Oklahoma College Tonkawa in the home opener in Arlie Bryan Gymnasium. Freshman guard Bree Frazier led three T-Birds in double figures with 20 points. She was joined in double figures by freshman forward Talasia Thomas, who had 12 points, and sophomore transfer Tiana Davis, who finished with 11. Last year, Cloud County ended the regular season 11-5 at home, which included winning their first five home games to begin the year. The Cloud County Community College men's basketball team hosts Kansas Wesleyan JV in an 8 p.m. tilt tonight. The game will mark the home opener for Cloud County. Cloud County opened the season by splitting its two games in the Meridian Credit Union Classic at the Hellyer Student Life Center in Iowa, hosted by Indian Hills Community College. After falling to number 11 Indian Hills 82-64 on November 1st, the T-Birds bounced back by picking up an 82-64 victory over the Sauk Valley Skyhawks on November 2nd. With the win, T-Birds head coach Kyle Pugh secured his first career head coaching victory. The T-Birds have won three meetings against Kansas Wesleyan JV dating back to 2016. Cloud County has twice eclipsed the century mark against the Coyotes, including their most recent outing, a 101-69 drubbing on November 4th, 2018.